The voters have spoken. Regarding the city of Buffalo, we have another four-year term for Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. Do you think he'll even last the next 4 years, considering the rumor mill that's going around with Governor Cuomo looking for a possible lieutenant governor?
The chatter is that the lieutenant governor is not going to be on the ticket next year. I think Brown would be considered a very serious candidate, for a number of reasons, not the least of which is, you know, Andrew Cuomo wants to do better in Western New York than he's done, and presumably the mayor of Buffalo should bolster his numbers in this neck of the woods. So I think it's quite possible that, you know, a year from now we'll be sitting here talking about an acting mayor in a special election, and you know, that could involve obviously a lot of intrigue, but you know, the council president would be acting mayor, and then there would be a special election held after that. So that means if the council presidency remains the same, it would be Rich Fontana, but a year from now, you know, who knows? Then you start thinking about, all right, well, who might be the candidates? Because I think there'd be a bit of a free-for-all. Yeah. I think Mark Schroeder, the comptroller out of the Brian Higgins camp, I think would be one possibility. I think Darius Pridgen out of the Ellicott District, I think, might be another, although he has not been in elected politics for very long. I think it's very conceivable that Antoine Thompson would try and get back in the game as well. And who knows who comes out of the woodwork. You know, there's a lot of other folks out there that I think would have at least privately some interest. You know, the party's going to play a role, although the party is, you know, continues to be very fractured despite the kind of the attempt at the illusion of unity. But, you know, you're going to have the Brown forces try and exert their influence.
As far as the mayor's appeal to the governor for a possible selection of a running mate, the mayor has been picked over in past years for other potential move-up positions politically. What changes now for him? Why is he more appealing to Governor Cuomo?
First of all, he's from Western New York, and Cuomo did poorly in Western New York last time around, and that you know, presumably, again, a mayor. Although, to be honest with you, I'm not sure how much Brown really helps him in Western New York. I think being mayor of the city of Buffalo, you know, doesn't necessarily translate well into the other eight counties, or not even necessarily in the rest of Erie County.
Well, is the appeal that he is African American, Buffalo's first black mayor?
I think on some level it would be. If the governor is, in fact, contemplating a race for president, you know, that having an African American running mate is good, is a good thing. You know, Brown certainly has some political skills. Steve Casey, I'm sure, would be part of the package. Casey's regarded as an accomplished campaign manager, so that would bolster that operation as well. So, you know, I can see, you know, I mean, let's be honest. You know, nobody's going to vote or not vote, or very few people are going to vote or not vote for Cuomo, depending on who his running mate is. So, to some degree, the lieutenant governor's always kind of been window dressing. So, what kind of window dressing does Andrew Cuomo want next time around? I think it boils down to probably something that simple. It's more symbolic than it is anything. And, you know, Brown could potentially, be an asset in that regard. You know, why would Brown be interested? Well, you know, being lieutenant governor's not the worst job in the world. He's also been mayor for 8 years now. You know, is he getting tired of the job? I have no idea. The mayor doesn't talk to me. Doesn't, you know, really consult with me, so I have no idea. But, you know, it's politics, and, you know, Byron Brown and Steve Casey have always struck me as being, frankly, more interested in the politics than the governing. And so this would be a chance to really get into politics heavily, and I think that would hold appeal.
Talk about the quality of elected officials and what we're seeing in some of the races, and big races as well, locally. Kind of a change of your profile of candidates these days.
Well, you know, reading the paper after the election and looking through the tables of returns and stuff, you know, it really struck me. And this goes beyond the mayor, goes beyond the city of Buffalo. I'm really struck at really the overall, the very poor quality of elected officials this community is being served by right now. I think you've got a couple people who I think are very solid. I think Mark Poloncarz has done a credible job as county executive. I think Chris Jacobs has done a credible job as county clerk. I think in those two, you've got some solid elected officials. On the other hand, you know, Stefan Mihailu came to the job with no credentials, has shown very little on the job in the time he's had it. I think has really benefited from very weak or damaged opposition. Tim Howard, you know, has had a very checkered tenure as county sheriff. You know, I think he's benefited from weak competition. I think a lot of politicians in town have benefited, frankly, from a collective press that has not really been very diligent in dogging these guys on the problems and the baggage. They've kind of gotten a free ride almost across the board. You look at the city council, you know, and I think I've talked about this in the past on the show. City council, I think historically, is as weak as it's been in 25 years in terms of talent and independence. The county legislature is nothing to write home about. The members of our local delegation in the state legislature are, for the most part, a very indistinguished lot. Very little real influence. Some of them are very good at generating press coverage. You look at the legislative track record, and you're not seeing much there. At the federal level, you know, I think there's a consensus that Brian Higgins has been a good congressman, and I think the fact that that President Obama came to town and referred to him as the mayor, yeah, it was a mistake. But there was some truth to it, because in the absence of a lot of other people doing their jobs well, a guy like Brian Higgins has been able to step in and fill some of that void and had really an outsized influence on what goes on in this town. If some of these other folks were doing their jobs better, Brian Higgins would be off worrying about Washington more and less about what's going on in the city and in the region. You know, the one other guy I would add to the roster of people I think is competent is Paul Dicer, the mayor of Niagara Falls. But he's just getting over, you know, an obstructionist council up there. So as I look, you know, based on my almost 30 years in this market, you know, I do not see a lot of quality in the ranks of elected officials.
And is it because they say that it's not attracting a business person that has a good sense? It doesn't attract that, or these folks aren't growing up in politics as some of the past politicians did grow up in their careers in the political arena?
Good question. I don't think you need to be effective in politics. I don't think you need to come from a business background. I don't think you need to have been in politics your whole life. I think some of it is that politics is not attracting a lot of talent these days. I don't think the parties, either Democrats or Republicans, have done a good job of identifying and grooming talent. I think in some ways government is so troubled that a lot of people just want to steer clear of it. And a bit of hopelessness over the situation. And then you get things like, you know, if you want to be like the Erie County comptroller, and you're making even decent money in the private sector, you're going to want to take a pay cut? So, you know, money doesn't influence a lot of those jobs, but a job like a comptroller where you need, ideally, you've got somebody with an accounting degree or a law degree or something like that. I mean, if you look at county comptrollers over the years, I mean, you know, Mark Poloncarz was a lawyer, Elfrida Slominski, some other folks. These folks had credentials. And I'm seeing more and more people entering politics now who it's either a career move. It just strikes me as we are a community that is in desperate need of good elected leadership. And in my almost 30 years of covering this town, I think we may be at an all-time low in terms of the caliber of people who are being put up for public office and then elected. Because in a lot of cases, you know, voters really, before they push the lever for somebody, they really got to hold their nose. And that was always true to a certain degree. I'm concerned that it's maybe becoming a more common occurrence.
Doesn't help with voter turnout either.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for offering your political insights to our listeners. You can learn more about Jim's stories at investigativepost.org. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.